When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's up, y'all, man? Back, this is T-Rail, and I got a special guest here, man. My boy Cameron Airborne.
What up? Chilling, bro.
Chilling, G? Bro. How you been?
I'm good. Been busy, you know. Been on the move, but we here.
You feel me? What's been up with you lately, man? You been doing your thing.
It's been grinding, bro. I just got off a 10-city tour not too long ago. Dropped a little collab project with Kasky. Me and him just put out a project called Calligraphy. Then we toured on that. And then, you know, right back to the grind, making music.
Oh, both you and him toured?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? How many cities?
Oh, about 10.
10 cities?
Yeah.
Venues crazy or are we doing clubs?
Nah, venues are crazy.
About
300-500 cap. Yeah.
What? That's crazy, bro. The fans is really being receptive to this shit, man.
Facts.
If you actually could go on tour and do your thing.
Facts. Yeah, a couple shows sold out, too, so definitely good turnouts.
How are you booking those shows? Or you got an agency?
A little bit of both, you know. I just got a good team behind me that really, you know, wants to see me do well, so they connect the dots for me.
Yeah. I mean, before we start digging in, I usually start from the beginning, especially, you know, if you're new here, No Jumper family, kind of, you know, not familiar. Some of them probably are, but some of them probably not, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, let's start from the beginning with my boy Cameron. Yeah.
Yes, sir. How you feeling, man?
Yeah, so where you from?
I'm originally from New York. Right now I live in Florida. My parents, they got divorced when I was real young, so it kind of shifted me between the two states. And yeah, I'm in Florida now, though.
So you spent the majority of your time in Florida or New York?
Florida. Yeah.
Florida?
Yeah.
So you went to elementary school, high school in Florida?
Like a mix, because I was one of those kids that got into a lot of trouble, so I kept getting kicked out. So I finished one part of the year, maybe in New York, then finished the other part of Florida type shit, and then...
Where at in Florida, though?
South Florida.
South Florida.
Yes, sir.
That's crazy. What kind of trouble was you getting in? Because Florida is wild.
Yeah, it's a little wild, you know. I had my run-ins a little young, so just doing shit, you know, 12, 13, 14-year-olds shouldn't have been doing. Got me, you know, caught up a little bit, wound up dropping out of school, and kind of I think it's a blessing because it made me take this shit real seriously because I had a lot of time to focus.
Who more strict, mom or pops, though?
Mom.
Mom,
of course.
So moms had you on your shit?
Facts.
Had you on your shit, for
always.
Sure.
You know, mom know best.
Yeah. Well, do you come from a musical background?
Yeah, I would say so. The guitar I actually play right now, my dad gave it to me, so he kind of pushed me into going that direction, I feel like.
So while you were in school, did you feel like it was like that was your calling, like music was your calling in school?
Kind of, yeah, because I feel like just like everybody else, fuck sitting in the classroom, you know, that shit boring. I be daydreaming all day, so that's the one thing, like, I feel like I can actually free my mind when I'm doing that shit, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, because I was in school doing that same shit. I mean, music was on my mind, too, but I didn't feel like I was going to rap or anything. But I was listening to Snoop Dogg in my head. You know what I'm saying? Doggy style was going crazy.
Oh, God.
You feel me? Like, that's what I'm going to do. But as far as, like, being a rapper, You know, did that come after school or just like, you know, like when did you figure out you was going to do that?
Well, that's the thing is because like before I even got into like rap and hip hop, I used to play in a band because like I said, I play guitar. So I started playing in a metal band in high school and then I dropped out and, you know, just kind of kept it going. So I played in a band for a little while and then I realized I'm not really like I don't work too well with other people. So I kind of just started doing my own thing, writing my own music, and I felt more comfortable just doing solo stuff because I could just do it at my own pace.
But being a guitarist, like, usually when I see guitarists, they always say they taught themselves how to play guitar. Is that, like, did you teach yourself how to play a guitar?
Yeah.
That's wild. At what age were you taught yourself, like, and like, I mean, I'm pretty good at this shit.
Yeah, like obviously it's going to take a long time. It's gonna take more time if you do it that way, but I started playing guitar and I was like 9, 10, 11 and just kept with it. Like to this day I write songs and half the time I don't know the notes that I'm playing or anything. I just play. So I write songs and do chords and I'll hit a chord and someone else will tell me what the chord is because I don't even know what it is.
That's crazy. Yeah. Like a producer would be in there and tell you like, bro, you hit that chord, like this
facts.
Is it.
Yeah.
Like, that's wild.
Yeah, I do a lot of stuff by ear. You know, I just kind of just let the sound guide me.
Yeah, so when you were in a band, did it kind of like, was it confusing for your bandmates? Like, hold on, you're in the wrong key, bro.
A little bit, yeah. That was, I always hang around, like, I've always been the youngest in the group of people that I hang around. So my brother was actually the drummer. So it's kind of more like his friends. So they, instead of being like not like happy about it, they would kind of guide me and you know, teach me a little shit, things like that, you know, that I was messing up on, and just that helped me progress.
As far as your music, you feel like, you know, like this is like rap is the category that you're picking instead of like a pop, because usually, you know, like a white rapper, we always, our culture will always like kind of look different at white rappers. You
right.
Feel me? Like, did you kind of get that, you know what I'm saying, coming into this shit?
Yeah. I mean, I still get it to this day. But I feel like when people actually see, I guess, how serious I am with it and some of the things that I do and some of the accolades that I've acquired, I think they take it a little more seriously and kind of turn their head a little more like, hey, what's he got going on over there? You know what I mean? Because I just stay in my own lane and just let it speak for itself.
I mean, because other artists, like, how are you building relationship with other artists, especially in Florida? Because you had Jack Boy on a song. Like,
yeah.
Was that, like,
yeah.
from another relationship or did you build that relationship organically?
A little bit of both. I was real cool with some of the same people that he was, he's from Broward. I'm right around that area, and it kind of just connected the dots. This was during the time, you know, Kodak was locked up, all that stuff, and, you know, I was just in grind mode, so that was just something I kind of just put myself in the room and got it done, you know what I mean? And from there, it carries. You build relationships, and you start rubbing shoulders with the right people, and you get connected, and it brings you places.
Like any industry, especially rap, sometimes shit don't go your way. And then, you know, like, how do you stay motivated in your music?
I like to use some of my personal experiences because I feel like if you're blessed to be in the position that you actually have a platform, that you shouldn't take it for granted. You should try to just empower and encourage other people. So I let that kind of drive me, just knowing that other people probably won't be able to be in the same kind of position. So I make sure that I kind of speak for those people.
Like, has depression ever hit you, you know, dealing with music and any problems coming from that, like not being big as you want to be?
Yeah, I feel like everybody kind of goes through that. Like, as an artist, you kind of feel like you're in a box, so to speak. And you know what I mean? It kind of seems never ending. But as things are actually coming into fruition, I think that's the more beautiful part of the whole thing is that whole journey of like really being hungry and trying to push it And it's like an emotional roller coaster because you could go up, you could go down. But I feel like just like with anything in life, it really doesn't matter. Like if you keep tapping, the egg is going to crack. So
yeah, cause I feel like a depression is like a growing pain that you actually really need to get out of there. Like,
you do.
I mean, to grow, like you really need that. It really helps you.
Yeah, it's like hunger pains. It's like, you know, growing pains, things like that.
If you don't have that sometime, like, you should have that because you don't want to miss anything with this shit because you will get humble. You feel me?
For sure.
This music shit, you'll get humble. Like, you don't want to go, like, and be super crazy with this shit, you know, and start acting out, you feel me? Like, because the music industry is, like, it's super crazy to where, like, you know what I'm saying? That shit will humble you.
100%.
So, yeah, you got to stay grounded. You got to have those grounded times. So I say, like, being depressed and, you know, hopping out of that and having people help you and having a head, having a shoulder to lean on. Like,
for sure.
Those times really do help you.
Yeah, I agree. I think they mold you into the person you become because you have to go through hardships to be able to express that kind of pain for somebody else to relate to it. So I feel like it's all a part of the journey, you know?
Do you incorporate that into your music?
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah. I try to touch on things that I've went through emotionally and just give it my all, make sure that that what I'm putting out, it means something. It can tell somewhat of a story.
Are you an artist that has to use drugs to, you know, get your point across in your music?
No, but what I can say is I've battled with addiction at an early age, very early age, and that helps me basically relate to the next person. I know what they're going through. I know that some of the things that I'm speaking on, people, they're afraid to say it. They're afraid to reach out and talk about these things. So that's one of the reasons I do it, so they can feel more comfortable in their own skin because I personally went through those hardships.
What were you battling it with? What drugs were you on?
Just very early age, like 12, 13, 14, just, you know, doing shit that a kid shouldn't be doing, coke and things like that.
I mean, I tried coke in my older age.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, nigga, 13, damn.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck is giving you coke at 13 years old? We need to find this motherfucker right now. He a wild motherfucker for doing that. Yeah,
hey,
wild.
But what I can say is I don't regret anything because everything that I've been through, everything I've done is molded me, like I said, into this person that is here right now. So I don't regret any of it. I would do it all again, the same exact way.
How did you battle with addiction? Like, you know, walk me through that. How are you battling with addiction at 13 years old?
It's hard because you can't talk about it. You're super young, trying to hide it from your parents. So you go through that for a few years, which ultimately makes it worse. And, you know, you just find yourself in a pretty, pretty sticky situation mentally. Kind of just dig yourself into a little hole.
Was it any therapy involved there, or did you just get out of it on your own?
No, there was things involved that kind of took me out of that road that I'm grateful for.
As far as your family, mom and dad, when you chose that career path of being a rapper, were they excited or were they like, get your shit out of here?
I feel like 9 times out of 10, mom is always going to be like, nah, but my dad was supportive. He was like, he kind of saw the potential, so he was with it.
When did you start getting tatted? Cause I know that's like a part of it. Like,
yeah,
they like that, hold on, bro, yeah, what you doing?
Yeah, so that was like kind of just going back into the whole thing. I'm telling you, I was doing stuff when I was a kid that grown men were doing. So I got my first tattoo when I was 12, and I just kind of went from there. I showed up at home and my dad was pissed. He was so pissed off. It was a bad time.
Our mom, like, what do mom and dad do for a living? Are they pretty well off or?
No, I don't really come from like a privileged background. My dad, he used to be in the film industry doing color correction, and my mom just works in a hospital. But right now, that's my main focus, is to bring some income and kind of just take us to a different place that you know, I feel like everybody is kind of going for that same typical kind of dream, feed your family.
So, like, where were your musical influences growing up?
Jimi Hendrix, of course. I have him tatted right here on my hand.
That's cool.
Yeah, he was like one of the first kind of artists I heard, because my dad's an old head, so he's like a hippie, and I was more into that really for the longest before I even ever touched hip hop or nothing like that. But yeah, bro, I'd say him, and I like more artists that are also into the more entrepreneur side of things. So like I kind of just grew up and watched 50 Cent since I was a jit, and I like what he does. I like Ross, and I fuck with Burner, cause he kind of, you know what I mean.
Doing his thing. Me too, the entrepreneurial rapper, and like coming out of that, cause
facts.
Music can't make you the 100 million. I don't know if.
Oh God, no, like, yeah, oh God, bro. Like, you gotta have that hustle and you gotta have that drive in you, cause it's only. Like, be realistic. Like, how many people are hot for 5+ years?
Right.
It's not that many.
And the attention span right now with music.
Come on.
Bro, you're going to need something else ASAP. Right.
Yes, sir.
You feel me? Like, as soon as you grasp their attention, you're going to have to start selling other shit. I feel like other artists can't actually do that shit. Some artists can't feel like they can't sell shit, or, you know, that image is not there for them to, you know, sell shit or market different items. So if you can, though, you got to take advantage of that.
I like
shit.
To take my passions and turn them into business. Like, one of my main passions since I was young is cannabis. So I was fortunate enough to transition that into my own thing. Now I have my own farm. I got a facility and dispensary, Airborne Farms. I'm my own strain, Airborne OG. I'm just trying to pave a way, you know, make a different position for myself in another lane.
In another lane. So you have your own farm and your own dispensary.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about that.
Let's
talk about it, because that's crazy. Let's let the record reflect, because that's actually crazy to have that.
Yeah, I have a 15,000 square foot facility with 10-25 light rooms. We do indoor, outdoor, greenhouse. I have a dispensary in Tulsa, a brand new one that's about to open up. Airborne Farms dispensary. You know, we're doing some groundbreaking stuff. Some stuff that you know, is kind of separating me from the other guys.
Do you have partners, or are you just predominantly using your music money to invest?
A little bit of both. Yeah, you can't do this kind of thing alone, but you know what I mean? It's a mission.
That's really dope to have your own farm, your own dispensary. What city can we find it in?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yeah. The farm is in Poto. It's right on the border of Arkansas.
So you from Florida, your daddy in New York, and you got a dispensary in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah. Like, what the
fuck? And we out here in L.A.
And we out here in Los Angeles.
You gotta hit all corners, man. Yeah. That's what people, you don't need somebody to put you on if you can just take what you got and put yourself in a position to win, you know what I mean? Like, they're gonna look at you eventually.
Is that shit more lucrative than the rap? Do you feel like one day you might say fuck the music and just go straight weed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's different, because you're talking about something that's a passion that I love. So it's hard to just be like, yeah, fuck it, I'm gonna give it up. You know what I mean? Because I love it. So it's just like breathing. It's natural. It's not like I'm waking up and I'm like, fuck, I gotta. You know what I mean? It's part of my life, so it's not. I could see myself doing this forever.
So, what do you like better, rapping or performing? Like actually writing the music?
Yeah.
Recording? Yeah. Or performing?
I love performing. Because yeah. the energy is crazy. I feed off people's energy and motherfuckers that see me perform, they know I'm jumping in the crowd. I'm doing the most. I'm giving them all the energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How important is it for you to write your own music?
Oh, you got to. Yeah. That's the only way to do it. I feel like you're not really an artist if you're
because not only writing, do you play the guitar, you produce.
Of course. Yeah. I do collaborative producing. You know what I mean, on some of my productions. Shit, I'm going to the studio tonight, man. About to get in. It's always working, you know?
Oh, the studio out here tonight, yeah. Of course. Do you book studio sessions? Do you work better alone? Or, like, do you need other people in there collaborating, you know, in that energy with you?
I kind of work pretty good by myself, but I like just good vibes. So we're rolling up, smoking. It's a good time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as being a rapper, you know, I'm listening to some of your music. Have you ever, you know, even in the beginning stages, have you ever said nigga in your raps?
I don't think so, no.
No? So you really held your composure, huh?
Yeah, I just feel like that's not my place, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And I know as a rapper, but just as a black person, if you're in hip hop, if you're white or you're Hispanic or whatever the case may be, you really indulging in the culture sometimes. I don't know if I feel like it's a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really wouldn't hold it against you or whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, of course, obviously, if it's not derogatory, and you know what I mean, everything is all love, and the people, whoever it is that is saying it is around people that they're okay with it, then I you know what I mean? I just feel like I don't know, because it's not my place to say whether it's okay or not, because, you know what I'm saying, obviously, it's not, I'm white.
Yeah, did you grow up, did your mom and dad tell you, feel me, like, hey, hold on, don't fuck with that. You know what I'm saying? Don't say that word, brother. You know what I'm saying? I know you rapping, but make sure you don't do that.
Nah, I feel like that was just kind of the thing. Like, if you're a white rapper, I feel like it's just, that's, you know, like, why you shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get kind of discouraged in the rap game right now? Because the rap game has changed, like I said, and yeah. The attention span is just like fucking zero.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, like the fucking just streams, or you have to have so many streams, views on YouTube, right. So many artists dropping every fucking day.
See, I've started to not really pay attention to kind of how many views that I get. Like, I used to be so, like that's all I want is just a video to take off, whatever. But now I'm understanding to just keep feeding the audience that's already, like, they're tuned into me already. So it doesn't matter if this video didn't hit a million views. It has 100, 200,000. These people are engaged. They're tuned in. Why am I going to wait to drop? I'm just keep dropping. Feed them. They're waiting. You know what I mean? It's building the ecosystem.
How important is versatility to you? I mean, but too, I'm listening to your music, I have seen you grow, you know. You've grown. Like, you have a Feel Right single, which is, like, right now probably one of your best songs. But I went back to your songs, Anything I Want and even Past Life. Yeah. From those songs, like, I can see the growth.
For sure.
Yeah, I can definitely see the growth from the Feel Right song. I'm like, no, this shit really bang. You in your bag. You doing your thing. Thank you feel, bro. Like, okay, this is me. Like, I'm entering like my thing, my niche.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah, I feel like always as an artist, you get to a point where you kind of just have that like aha kind of moment where it's like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I've hit those moments a couple times, and seeing how my audience is reacting to it, I know that's what they want. But just like anything else, I feel like what the listener hears is typically like 6 months to a year being held before it's released. So they're never, I don't think, actually on time to what's relevant, like right now in this moment. It's always gonna be a little bit delayed.
How what's the best song they're most receptive to when you're performing?
Oh, that's a good one. And it depends because I have I got a lot of different kinds of songs. So energy wise, I've been performing a couple new ones of my I got a project that's about to come out. They've been going crazy to that, but my single Lower is that's the one where people start crying. Like I've had insane reactions to that song. It's one of my favorites actually. It's an acoustic song, so I'll take the guitar out and play it on just live acoustic, and it really, you could see it just strikes people different. Like
the emotion in the crowd.
Yeah,
with the people, with the girls. Like if you got music and it make you cry.
Yeah,
that's on a different level.
Like, I agree. I think it's amazing. Honestly, I've had people. My last tour, someone he got the same tattoo as me. He wanted it, and I drew it on him, and he tattooed it. And this shit is very surreal to me. Like it shows, like people they're really attached. Like it's awesome.
Who are some of your musical inspirations now, though? Not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right to this date.
I mean, of course, I gotta go with the homie Caskey. His work ethic is insane, but you know, Doobie. I really, really love Jelly Roll. Like his grind is incredible. Like it's insane. But yeah, kind of more that route. Yellow Wolf. You know, like the OGs of this shit.
Yeah, like Yellow Wolf really rapping.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
really,
you know, you can appreciate the craft. You know what I mean? It's an art form, so you gotta nod your head to it.
No, yeah, you definitely gotta nod your head to that. You definitely gotta nod your head to that. I mean, the Eminems, the Yellow Wolves, I fuck with all of that shit.
And I've been getting into Kenny Hoopla. His music is crazy. I like him a lot. He's like he's in between. He's like alternative, does like rock and pop stuff. He's just dope artist.
Do you feel like, do you see yourself like being bigger than like I'm finna really take this shit over?
That's the goal. I feel like everybody has that dream. That's always like the dream that makes people want to start rapping is take it over. But I wouldn't say yes or no to that. I'll just see what happens.
How important is image to you as an artist? Because a lot of people out here, I mean, you guys artists that don't give a fuck, that just wear sweats and, you know, no socks, no shoes. Yeah. And then you got niggas that come with jewelry on.
Yeah.
And then you got your grill on, your whole little thing. Like, how important is the image?
I think it's a big role when you're in a position that is, you know, you're not that big yet, so you really have to stick out and kind of solidify your position, you know what I mean? Let people gravitate towards you. So I feel like it plays a big role. I have a clothing company, Lost World. It's about to drop. It's going to go crazy. So I think it's going to show more of my artistic approach to the fashion and things like that. So it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, that's really dope. Yeah, but I do feel like
like it's important.
Yeah, the image wise is definitely it is definitely important. Like you gotta have that shit, and fashion really plays a part too. Like and rapping, just like everyday life, because people kind of feel like, you know, I could do that shit too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
facts.
I could do that shit too. I want to fuck with that shit too. So it does really play a part in the music. You feel me? That's kind of why I kind of gravitate more towards like Travis Scott and the Kanye's and the ASAP Rockies and shit like that, because
they swaggy, you know what I'm saying?
They swaggy. I can see what's going on. Like I fuck with what you got on, what you wearing. Like I'm in tune with this shit. You feel me?
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I fuck with
facts,
it,
bro. I just feel like it's a whole package. You know what I mean? And no cap, who don't feel good when they get fly as fuck? Can't say you don't feel good. So I feel like that energy transitions into the music, and you just it's all good energy.
What? How you doing relationship wise? You got a girlfriend while you rapping and shit?
Of course.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, so how's temptation out here on the road fucking with these bitches? Because it get crazy. This.
I'm just in grind mode.
It don't faze you at all?
I'm just there to handle business. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
For the camera.
that's it for the bag.
For real. Because when I was out there doing that shit too, like, I was single at first.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. But do when you do get a girlfriend, it's just like, what the fuck is going on here?
It's all about the bag.
Yeah, because it's kind of like up. You can't fuck your fans. Like, you feel me? Like,
that's crazy.
Nah, yeah, you can't fuck your fans.
That'll go south quick.
Yeah, that shit'll go south. You can't do that shit. So, like, but what's, you know what I'm saying? What's new? What you got out new, man? What, you know what I'm saying? What's new for you?
Well, I just dropped, like you mentioned before, I dropped my new single, Feel Right. It's going crazy. It's doing real good. People are gravitating towards it. They're liking it. They're really kind of just appreciating the artistic approach to the music. Just fusing the rock and the rap together is kind of just, you kind of got no choice but to fuck with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as visual wise, do you come up with your own treatments and you have your own ideas for videos?
Yeah, it'll be a mix. Like, I'll come up with the idea and I'll either sit down with my manager and my videographer and we'll kind of, you know, really paint it and put it together and make something that's we could be proud of.
Yeah, because the visual for Feel Me, that was a really good visual too. Like the treatments.
Yeah,
you gotta have your treatments right. That's one thing too. Again, like, those videos are very, very important.
It's crazy too, cause I know you see in the video I had the pool full of cups. That was an Airbnb. I got the shot like a millisecond after the last shot. They were like, "You guys gotta go." They kicked me out quick.
Out the Airbnb?
Yeah, I was only there for like an hour, bro, and I got kicked out so fast. Like,
why the fuck they be doing that shit?
They're tripping, bro.
Why they be doing that shit?
I don't know, but that's great you did.
Yeah. Like, did you put the budget behind that?
Of course.
Out of your pocket?
Yeah.
No, that's sick.
I handle everything on that end. I feel like it's...
How much do a video typically cost you?
I mean, it just depends. Anywhere between like two to five.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, I feel like as an independent artist, it's more about being consistent as opposed to like spending all your money on like one masterpiece. Like, you want to keep feeding them. So if you can just keep putting out content and it's good at a good price, feed the people.
No, that's good because some people really don't give a fuck anyway. Just one camera,
facts,
phone,
bro.
cut.
Nine times out of ten, bro, they're watching it on their phone. So they don't even get like the full picture, like putting it on the screen and you know, so they're not like, people are like, "Oh, I got a 7K video." Like,
I don't give a
what
fuck.
What does that matter? Like, they're going to watch that shit in 1080.
Because I don't even think YouTube can go past that.
That's what I'm saying. It's
YouTube
crazy,
can't even
bro.
Go past that shit.
Like,
were you kind of like a chat guy, like, or just looking at YouTube, looking at pods and shit like that, like looking at Adam as far as like inspiration and shit too, like growing up?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, definitely.
That's dope. You know what I'm saying? That's dope. You feel me? I kind of came here too, you feel me, fucking with that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
inspiration
cool. That's
for that.
That's one of the I think the best parts about being an artist and entering the industry is like growing up on certain people like that you watch, and then you actually get to, you know, rub shoulders with them, get in the same room and connect, and it really shows you kind of taking those steps to follow your path.
Yeah, because I feel like you're an artist that's going to really grow. And and I feel like on your return back here, you feel me? Like,
thank you.
You know, you should speak to him, you feel me, and fuck with him. Cause
oh, God.
He definitely, you know what I'm saying?
No,
he
man, Adam Adam's the man, bro.
Yeah.
He's a goat.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, you feel me, that I don't know.
For sure.
Yeah, if you know what I'm saying, I think he'll be back here, you feel me?
Yeah, definitely, man. As long as the invitation's extended, I'm here.
Yeah.
You already know, man.
But,
vibes,
yeah.
Bro.
before we get out of here, I just want to, you know, I want you to let the people know what you got coming up, what you got coming up next, any exclusive shit, you know what I'm saying? Shout out your Instagram, sure. YouTube,
yeah, definitely.
Everything you got going on.
Yeah, like I was saying before, I got a new project. It's about to be everywhere. Release date's coming soon. It's called Conversations With Myself. I released a couple singles already, Lower and Feel Right, so that kind of shows the direction I'm going with the music. I got a lot of stuff coming in the cannabis industry. Make sure you follow Airborne Farms, new dispensary about to open in Tulsa. Going crazy, Airborne OG is about to drop everywhere, multiple dispensaries. And you know, I'm just seeing what's next. I'm on the grind, so it's whatever comes next, I'm ready.
Yes, sir. Good vibes, man.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, sir. All right, y'all. We up out of here, man. Nice having my boy Cameron in the building, you know what I'm saying? And we gone. It.